Global financial markets lost $5 trillion in value this week after U.S. President Donald Trump imposed sweeping new tariffs on Chinese goods, drawing retaliation from Beijing and rattling economies worldwide. On Friday, Trump raised levies on Chinese imports by 34%, bringing total U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods to 54% this year. The move also ended a duty-free allowance for low-value imports from China and introduced a new 10% baseline tariff on all global imports, with higher rates set to follow next week. China responded immediately with equivalent tariffs and export controls on key materials, including rare earths. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Guo Jiakun wrote on Facebook, "The market has spoken," sharing an image of plummeting U.S. markets and calling for equal-footed consultation. The fallout was swift. The S&P 500 dropped 9% over the week, marking its worst decline since the pandemic, while oil and commodity prices tumbled and investors flocked to government bonds for safety. U.S. Customs began collecting the new 10% tariffs from midnight Saturday, with no grace period for new cargo, although shipments already en route by sea or air have until May 27 to arrive tariff-free. Higher reciprocal tariffs of up to 50% will take effect next week, hitting EU imports with 20% duties and Chinese goods with 34%. Vietnam, also affected, has agreed to trade talks. Canada and Mexico were excluded from the latest round due to ongoing levies related to U.S. fentanyl policy, while over 1,000 categories, mainly in energy, pharmaceuticals, and semiconductors, were exempted. "This is the single biggest trade action of our lifetime," said Kellyanne Shaw, a former White House trade advisor. "It's a seismic shift in how we trade with the world." Industries warn of inflation, job losses. Chinese trade bodies across sectors warned of knock-on effects for both countries, with the chemicals and metals industry predicting increased U.S. inflation and recession risk. France's cognac industry, which exports $1.1 billion annually to the U.S., is already seeing economic fallout. Following new 20% tariffs imposed by Washington, producers like Jean Falou are uprooting vineyards and searching for new markets. "Problems are part of a vintner's life," said Christophe Falou, whose family has produced cognac for over 130 years. But the visibility now is near zero. Trump has threatened to raise wine and spirits tariffs to 200% if Europe responds with new duties on U.S. bourbon. Global slowdown adds pressure. Trade tensions come as the cognac sector faces declining global demand after years of expansion. Growers who invested heavily post-COVID now face mounting debts. "We're managing this with the banks," said Florin Morellin of the Bureau National Interprofessionnel du Cognac. "External shocks are forcing a complete rethink." As Washington and Beijing dig in, economists warn the tariff war could strain global growth and push vulnerable industries over the edge.